Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the flower of friendship, making a little well in the middle, tipping in the egg of good times, getting the fork of humour and mixing it all together to make the pasta of the podcast.
Yeah, didn't mind that one.
Yeah?
Well done, yeah. I hope Benito kept in your mistake one first. I hope that stays
no,
in the edit.
No, that won't stay in.
Good.
No, I accidentally, because when you make me record intros and outros all in a big line, I will occasionally forget what we're doing and do an intros and outros and outros and intros.
Well, he said.
Well, I said well. And then I remembered that we hadn't done it yet, done the intro yet. And then because I said well, I thought of the making the pasta, because there's nothing more satisfying than when you see someone put a little well in the flour and it's just on a table, then they tip the egg in and then they move the flour in bit by bit and then eventually they've just got pasta dough.
His name is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. This is the Off Menu podcast. We invite a guest into our dream restaurant and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink, not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Jamali Maddox, brilliant comedian.
One of the best, so funny. Obviously, has also hosted his own series on Vice.
Yes, I went away camping with him on the Dave TV show, Outsiders. The Vice show is called Hate Thy Neighbour. It's very different to Outsiders. But
yeah.
Jamali's a very versatile man.
He is. Brilliant on Taskmaster as well. One of my favourite Taskmaster contestants, especially how Jamali would always laugh any time Lee Mack messed up. It was really funny how much Jamali laughed every time something didn't go right for Lee Mack.
Yeah. Also, Jamali's technique on Taskmaster was to stamp on everything until it breaks.
Yeah.
which is a good technique. But do go on Jamali's website and check out, see if he's on tour. Check out his social media as well, because he's brilliant and must be seen.
Yep, you've got to go and see Jamali, especially because he's doing the Hackney Empire on the 28th of May. That'll be a fantastic show. Get tickets and go to that if you can.
Yes. And do try and seek out the TV show where he's a regular called This Is My House, which is a light entertainment show that Jamali looks like he's been dropped into the middle of and has absolutely no idea what's going on, but is so funny.
Yeah, he's so good on it. And I mean, inevitably, we will bring that up with him, hopefully, in this interview.
Yeah, for sure.
But we will kick Jamali out of our restaurant if he picks a secret ingredient, which we don't like. And this week, the secret ingredient is
portobello mushroom.
Now,
controversial. I don't mind a portobello mushroom.
I love a portobello mushroom.
This idea, of course, came from Benito, who is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And as such, is regularly presented with a portobello mushroom in place of other things, for instance, a burger. In a burger restaurant, it might be, oh, for the vegetarians, we have a big portobello mushroom, which I understand. I understand that you get bored of it. And also, a portobello mushroom is presented as a replacement for a burger simply because it's around the same size and shape.
Even though, and I think I've said it on the podcast before, I once was at a literary festival doing a gig, and I went to get a burger.
This is a repeat story, imagine this.
I thought it was a normal burger, and it wasn't. It was a portobello mushroom, and it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I think they're quite nice, but now and again, I can imagine you would get tired of them as a veggie.
Yeah, yes, I appreciate that Benito is tired of it, so we're just doing this one for Benito.
Yes, we are. Occasionally, we do things for him.
Yeah.
If Jamali says portobello mushroom, he's out on his ear.
He is out.
I'm on tour.
Yeah.
In the autumn, doing more tour dates of my show, Electric. I can't wait to do them. Check out my website, edgamble.co.uk, for details. See if I'm coming to a town near you. And especially if you live in London, I am doing a massive version of the show at the Hammersmith Apollo on October 22nd. And I would love you to be there.
My book, James Acaster's Guide to Quitting Social Media, Being the Best You Can Be and Curing Yourself of Loneliness, Volume 1, is available to pre-order now and is out in August.
But for now, this is the Off Menu Menu of Jamali Maddox. Welcome, Jamali, to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh, yeah, what's up? Sorry, I'm joined. I was waiting for a longer intro. That's better.
Welcome, Jamali Maddox, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Finally, some respect I deserve.
Thank you, Jamali.
Were you waiting for a sort of very long podcast intro where we big you up for ages?
Yeah, yeah, and you go like, and you've been on this, and you start calling out credits and stuff I forgot I was on.
Yeah.
We were on Safe Word on ITV2.
We recorded that before.
Yeah. Oh, 666.
We've already done that.
Oh, so you just back in, we're just straight into it.
We've told everyone, you know, that you did the Big Bang Show. Truffle Hunters.
What else
have you done?
Oh, mate, all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
All this is my house.
This is my house.
We did mention this.
I thought this was going to be a friendly affair, and you have to bring up "This is my house."
I know you do, but
I know what he said, but he looked at me in the eye as he said it, and he
knows. Because I knew you'd be annoyed about it. I love "This is my house," and I love that you are absolutely yourself on "This is my house."
You know what? Is there someone who was it that was telling me, and they were like. Like, I was watching it, and, like, that you could see my vape next to me. They were like, yeah, like, I was watching it, and, like, you could really tell that you were just you, because you had your vape sitting next to you, just got like, nah, brother, it ain't them. And as well as jokes is, they kept on telling me, like, can you not guess it so quick? Because it'll be, like, the first five seconds, I'd be like, number four. And they were like, yeah, but can you not?
Can you pretend?
And I'm like, nah.
No. are you, like, a big foodie?
Do you know what? I am, because I travel so much, and I realise that if I want to have any type of happiness, if I'm going to be in Norway in winter and I've got nothing to do, I don't know anyone, food has to be one of my driving forces of enjoyment.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying though?
Yeah, totally.
And I think eating well is kind of underrated to how good that can make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean like eating unhealthily or eating comfort foods, but just eating quality food. You know what I mean? Because I think it's so easy just to eat like McDonald's and that stuff's cool, but you know, to actually have food of quality is good.
Especially traveling, I think you're right. Like it almost, and being a comic, like your evening's sorted, but a structure for the rest of the day being like, I'm going to go to do this and then go for a really nice lunch and then go and get something for dinner.
And I don't really drink that much no more.
Yeah.
So especially after shows, the idea of when I, like my first thing when I get to town, like what's the food after the gig?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me more excitement. Then like, oh, there's a sick bar. And I'm like, yeah, but is the food still? Do you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, man. So where I've been traveling, I've been around a lot. Like I've been lucky that I've eaten some real good food.
Great.
Because I think both of us on tour, if we're on our way somewhere, we'll be Googling on the way there where the best places are.
Yeah, I find, do you know what? Because there's that stereotype of English food being bad. And I always like used to debate Americans about that. I'd be like, nah, English food's decent, you know what I mean? But you go to some towns, man, it is bad, bro. It is bad. There is so much bad food in this country. Like when you start doing the tours in them small towns, Oswald Twistle and all that. Bobby Mayer put me onto some game. He goes, the best food to try and get is Indian food.
Yeah.
Because every town has a good Indian place And normally it's the most seasoned food you're going to get out of town. There's normally some level of quality in it. Like,
and you can get it after a gig.
And you, because they never shut.
Yeah.
After a gig.
They're always open mad late, isn't it?
And also there's so many Indian restaurants where you look through the window and you're like, I've never seen anyone in here. All the money must be takeaway because no one's ever
or going money to laundering.
Yeah. But the going in and sitting in there feels like a sort of weird treat to go
and
get a big bottle of Cobra.
And they give you the same level of service at 12 o'clock at night than they do at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's mad.
So, man, because you said you were in Buxton this week, Ed.
Yes.
And that's the best curry I've had in all of the UK. But I've forgotten what the name of the restaurant's called now, so I'm really stressed out. I had a really hot, like mega hot prawn curry, but it was just so good and flavourful still.
Fresh prawns and that. Like.
Yeah, but you know when something's like really spicy, but it's still got loads of flavour in it. It was so good.
What's your, you guys, in terms of spicy food, like sometimes I can feel like it gets a little bit too much. Dudes just want to pretend that they're tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's because like I have some food and I can eat spicy food, but sometimes like there's not even salt in this. It's just a ghost pepper.
Yeah.
why am I eating a ghost pepper? Like, you know what I'm saying? On a chicken, like, there's no flavour to a lot of this.
You still need the flavour, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't put flavour in it, man.
And I like the buzz that spicy food gives me, and I like a little cold sweat now and
again.
Oh,
wow.
I like that, I still need the flavour.
I'm purging all the toxins from my body.
That's
so hot that it's, like, making me feel like I'm being
But sometimes, like, I like those hot sauce shops you find sometimes where they've got, like, 100 different types of hot sauce. I'm buying those for novelty value. I'm not enjoying a bottle of, arse fucker 12,000.
That's exactly what they're called, the arse fucker 5,000. You go, my God. And people always send me that shit. Whenever I get messages on Instagram, like, hey, can I send you my hot sauce? It's like, no, you can't.
Have you said something about hot sauce?
No. I don't know why, but I always get offered brands of hot sauce. And the one thing I always get is vape. I named one tour Vape Lord.
Yeah.
And then one time, one guy wanted to sponsor me to do a show in Singapore because they were banning vaping.
He
wanted me to bring me over to
like
talk
a protest
about
show.
Yeah, he wanted me to talk about vaping. I'm like, dude, it's just the name of the show. I got one bit about vaping.
Yeah.
We always start with a little sparkling and water.
Oh, and you know what? Because obviously I've heard the podcast and that, and I think if you drink sparkling water, you're mental.
Yeah,
and I think you're sick.
Yeah,
I genuinely think you're sick, and you need help.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I ever had sparkling water. It's so visceral for me. Yeah, is I went out. I don't know where I was. I was at home, and I remember there's only sparkling water, and I was so thirsty. And I remember drinking it, and it was sort of like this thing of I wasn't parched. I couldn't quench my thirst.
Yeah,
and I kept on drinking it and drinking it, and it's just never.
It's never ending.
And that's just more thirsty after drinking it. It is the horror. I hate sparkling water, bruv. Like, if someone drinks sparkling water around me, I consider, is our friendship worth it?
Yeah.
Because you're mad.
Yeah.
You drink sparkling water.
Not on the regular.
When is there ever
a
situation where you're sparkling?
I was in a hotel the other day on tour, and in the room, there was a bottle of still water and a bottle of sparkling water, because they always put both in there. Yeah. I'd done the bottle of still.
Yeah.
And then I was still thirsty. So I went, actually, what happened the next day is I got mixed up with which was which, and I had a coffee and I wanted to cool it down. And I put sparkling water in my coffee.
So you had a sparkling coffee?
A sparkling coffee.
That's quite fire. I feel like we should start a business in there. That's quite fire, bro. How did the taste of the coffee taste?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, not nice. Yeah. It's not going to be a good business we're on.
No,
not good.
But was out of desperation.
You had finished
the still. So let's put some you drink sparkling, James?
Not my first choice, but like the only time it is my first choice, I've said it before on the pod, would be in a hotel, wake up in the morning, my mouth feels disgusting. I like drinking sparkling water and then all the bubbles go through my teeth and clean my teeth.
Why don't you brush your teeth?
I do afterwards.
Yeah, why don't you brush your mouthwash?
I like something quick, that's right next to the bed. So to immediately get rid of that taste, and then I go.
This is the problem with this culture these days. They want everything quick. You know what I'm saying? Like you want if it's too speedy, bro. I find sparkling water like I genuinely hate. I think it's the worst drink possible.
Yeah.
That and red wine are the two worst drinks.
Really? Oh, well, red wine.
Unfortunately, we part ways here, Jamali.
Oh, we parted ways a long time ago. that wasn't the breaking of our friendship, Ed. No, but I red wine as well. Missed that. I've had red wine that is mad expensive,
yeah,
and Bigfoot cheap, and they all taste the same. It all tastes like butter and vinegar. It all tastes like butter and vinegar.
Butter and vinegar.
No, no, butter.
Butter, sorry.
Butter and vinegar. Oh, yeah, I can't tell why you thought I weren't saying butter there. But, yeah, but it's all trash.
Yeah.
I hate all red wine, bro.
Oh, that's breaking my heart.
You like red wine?
I love red wine.
Nah, see, yeah.
I like good, red wine. I've not changed. I mean, you kidding me?
To be fair, I've seen you drinking Merlot for a long time
exactly,
still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like red wine either, so I'll put that up there with my two worst. Yeah. And I tried the whole red wine with the cheese and the red wine with the meat and the, all trash.
How do you feel about this? I love a sparkling red wine.
Wow.
Do you know what? I don't hate that more. I don't know why, but I don't know why.
Would you hate that as much as sparkling water and red wine?
Actually, I think it's weird that you put water in your wine.
No. But as in a sparkling red wine.
Oh, sparkling red wine. Oh, that's fine. I mean, at that point, I don't care what you do with your nasty shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Red wine's dead. I don't care what you do with it.
I went abroad recently where the local drink was half red wine, half Coca-Cola.
Calimocho.
Where's this?
It is in the Basque Country. Bilbao, I had it in.
Oh, okay.
And it was delicious. I got really into them. Yeah.
Nah, it's just, you're not convincing me, man. I just think about red wine, it's just that, the taste never leaves your mouth.
Yeah.
Because I can drink white wine.
Yeah.
If you ask me, think of the taste of white wine, I couldn't think of it. But red wine is so implanted in my mind.
Do you think it's so? Because I sort of feel like that about some white wine. I've changed my mind about it recently. But I think because the first white wine I had was so disgusting and so vinegary and so like sharp that's what stuck with me, even when I've had like more approachable white wines.
Do you like rosé?
Yeah.
I could drink a rosé.
Whispering Angel.
Yeah, I could bring a rosé.
I love Whispering Angel.
He loves Whispering Angel.
I like, my favourite drink's a baby sham.
Is it?
Yeah.
You are consistently the most contrary person I've ever met, Jamali.
I drink a baby sham.
You will wait for someone to think, I've got the hang of Jamali, and
I'll
then you'll say
sham.
The complete opposite.
Oh, yeah, you love a baby sham. Love a baby sham. I only drink baby shams. I go to like one of, you know, the really old school tough pubs, and they go, "What are you drinking? Baby sham."
Baby sham.
Yeah.
Classy man. Oh, fuck. Classy man.
That's a very on-brand Jamali thing to do. To go in, everyone's as tough as possible. Well, I'm going to order that.
Yeah, I want a baby sham.
Rattle some cages.
Yeah. But that baby sham.
That was the pilot of Hate Thy Neighbor.
Yeah, pretty much me.
Yeah, could have a baby.
So this owl is not nice. ale as well, I can piss off. But ale is gash, isn't it? Come on.
It depends what you're
gash,
talking about. I'd struggle with like
Guinness. Guinness is overrated.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Guinness
mate?
Overrated.
It's absolutely
fam.
Extreme. Ed loves Guinness so much. Guinness.
You like Guinness? I did a show in Dublin. And I remember I came on. But I came on stage with like a Guinness and I went, hey! And I went, not for me. Just put it down the rest of the gig. And I was like, what is this, brother? This tastes like metal. From dead drink, fam.
Lovely.
Nah, you're mad.
Guinness, so you're going wine. For still Lovely. Water then?
Still water. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah, still water. I'll go for still water, man. I have to. I can't do that spot. And as well as like when you're eating a meal, you want something that sort of, what you're trying to do with the water is you're not drinking it for taste. You're drinking it just to lubricate your throat so you can eat. Do you know what I'm saying? And enjoy the palate. And I think it overrides it when you're having sparkling water.
Yeah, fair enough.
Pop-a-dums or bread? Pop-a-dums or bread, Jamali Maddox? Pop-a-dums or bread?
Pop-a-dums.
Yeah.
Because that was intense. And do you know what? It put me under a lot of pressure. Yeah. I would say Pop-a-dums.
Yeah.
Because bread is so much in my diet already.
Yeah.
I don't just bang out a pack of Pop-a-dums.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, though?
They feel like a treat. Yeah.
And that's why. Because if I'm out, I'm going to get a Pop-a-dum. I have to. Because as well as I like the dips, and I only eat two of the dips. And I remember one time they only bought me two of the dips I actually liked. I said, bub, you got to get me the rest of the dips.
Yeah.
I just want to look at them.
So you made them go and get the other two dips and then you
didn't even eat them. Didn't even eat them, bruv. I just want to look at them, bruv. But I only eat the chutney and the green one.
Yeah.
And then I maybe put a couple onions on it. Because sometimes they give you like the bowl of onions.
The onions is good. Yeah.
But I'll go for Pop-a-dum, man.
So when you say bread is so much in your diet already.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
I'll eat a pit of bread regularly. I'll eat brown, but like loaf of bread. I'll eat baguettes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because really, there's only a couple variations of the same thing. Like, noodles is pasta. Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's the same thing. So it's like, for me, there's only so many variations of the same thing.
Yeah, well, you think all red wine tastes the same.
That's facts. But
so noodles is pasta. So if you
noodles is pasta, couscous is rice. Why are we fucking around?
If you went for a ramen,
yeah,
and they brought it and it was full of fusilli, you'd be all right with that, would you?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Okay.
So you'd be okay.
Do you know what?
Even though once you made people bring out some sauces you weren't going to eat, you'd be fine with someone bringing the wrong pasta.
Do you know what? At first I'll be mad and then I'll have respect for him. Because you know what? He's doing it his way. He's a renegade and I respect that. I'll go. And he goes, yes, this is what he
noodles
does.
Is pasta.
And I go, all right. I vibe with it.
Agree with that guy.
But it can't, that noodles are pasta though, no?
Well, they're a version of the same sort of basic carb, right? But they do taste different.
Yeah, I think they taste different based on the sauce. Like, if I gave you noodles, and I banged some carbonara sauce on that, I think you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
No.
Okay, I've had a very similar dish to that, and you do know.
Oh, you do?
At a restaurant called Nishi in New York, which is David Chang restaurant. I think it was like udon, but with like a sort of carbonara-y sauce. Oh, no, it was cacio pepe, I think.
Okay.
Udon. It was fantastic.
It was nice.
You can tell.
You can tell.
You can tell.
Is it egg, you think? They use more egg because it's like egg noodles. Like
they were rice noodles, so I guess it's the lack of egg noodles, so it's not like a pasta with all that.
Yeah.
It was very good.
But even like, so the point I was making is bread is in my diet enough. Yeah. I'll still grab a naan. Yeah. I'm assuming you meant naan bread when you said bread.
No, any bread.
Oh, any bread. Oh.
Any bread for the start of your meal.
Okay, because poppadoms is only like, I guess, I only eat poppadoms at Indian place.
Mm-hmm. I guess this is just like, anything that you would have at this point in the meal that they bring out before you got your main meal. So I'd also allow prawn crackers, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I like a prawn cracker too.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, I really hate when you go to a restaurant and they bring you out bread, lovely piece of bread, and then the butter's hard.
Yeah.
Piss off with that.
Yeah.
You can fuck off with that. I hate that. You've got to give me some nice butter. But if it's not like good, freshy baked bread, like you can't just give me a slice of Hovis, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That you just put a circle in.
Yeah.
I'm kicking off. A little goodbye. Do you know what my favourite bread is? When I go Harvester. Oh, yeah. I'll eat so much bread at Harvester.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, love
but
Harvester.
Is that freshly baked bread?
Yeah. In the morning, mate. You don't think they ain't got bakers waking up crack of dawn just to feed your belly and you're just out here disrespecting them?
So you go into Harvester in the morning?
Oh, yeah. But before I eat breakfast, that's where I go Harvester. Yeah. And I grab bread. I like Harvester. Harvester is that thing of that quintessential British thing of eat is shit, but it's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, though?
And it fills you up. And it's
cheap, early bird special, bro. Yeah. I was raised on that.
From probably door to door, less than 2 minutes from a Harvester walk. And I've lived there for 3 or so years now. And I've never been in the Harvester.
Really?
Because when I first moved there, all my stuff was in boxes. And I thought, if I start going to the Harvester for my food, I'm just going to go to the Harvester all the time.
Yeah.
So I made sure I didn't.
Slippery slope.
But I'm currently in the process of trying to move. And my plan is, the final day, I'm going to go to the Harvester for my farewell meal.
Go early bird special and go on a weekend.
Yeah.
Bro, if you ain't seen white people like you see Harvester on that early bird special on the weekend, bro, that's different white people, because I'm telling you. Bro, they bang out early bird special, bro. And you see that like, old people from the home and that, they come out and they get that, bro, they stack up on that salad. Yeah, get them croutons and that.
From the salad bar.
And they wear their best, they wear their Sunday best.
Yeah.
You see them, bro, wearing their Sunday best and that. They iron that blue ink t-shirt. Them Kappa track suits looking fire, bro. I grew up on Harvester. Like, that's where my mumsy and that used to take me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I used to get the Rocky Horror and the ice, big ice cream and that. But
the Rocky Horror?
Yeah, Rocky Horror is like one of their desserts they do.
Like a big sundae sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a big sundae.
That's your favourite?
That's what I always... It was one of them moments I realised I'd become a man because I must have been about 16, 17. I went there. And I decided I'm going to have dessert for dinner. And there was no one there telling me I can't. And this is my money.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's quite a man moment.
Yeah.
When you realize, oh, I'm coming into adulthood.
Yeah.
I can decide what I want to eat at what time.
It's such a great moment.
I'm having dessert for dinner.
And then you realize a few years later that.
Oh, 10 years later, now look at me.
You've never been more childish.
Yeah.
There's nothing more childish than going and going, I'm just going to have a Sunday for my whole dinner.
Yeah. Because even the waitress would be like, you sure? And you'd be like, I am a man. I know what I want. and then it's you just on the road for not.
Definitely did that. I won't surprise anyone that, like, you know.
You do that now, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, but as soon as I was like, oh, I can make my own decisions now, I was just like, tub of ice cream for dinner and feeling like, here we go, I'm a grown-up, I get to do what I want. And then further down the line, the next stage of feeling like a grown-up is when you realise, oh, I can choose to do that, but I'm not actually going to choose a healthy meal. And then I go, oh, I'm a real grown-up, but then I don't feel as happy as when I chose the ice cream.
No.
I'm a grown up now, but it's kind of sad.
Isn't it sad being grown up?
This feels like a proper grown up decision, but really, I've become my own parent now.
You've put your own blocks up.
But you would like prawn crackers? Or are we going, what are we going for?
Poppadoms. Like, I like prawn crackers. Again, I love a prawn cracker. Yeah. But it's something about poppadoms.
Yeah.
It's like they're hot, the snap on it. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't like about poppadoms, though, is there's like a group of like all of us getting a thing. If you don't take that, when someone doesn't take the whole poppadom, they crack it. So now I've got to go behind your half cracked poppadom.
And then to get to yours underneath.
You don't like it when they play mother.
I remember, like, I don't like that you've cracked it and then you're cracking my half. So now I've got to have two of your halves.
I guess that's a misunderstanding that people are like, they think you're all sharing all the poppadoms, whereas it should be one each.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Or you order extra one if you want an extra one. But I don't like that sharing.
But then, quite often, you get a poppadom, like you take it for yourself, your whole poppadom, and there's only a tiny little plate at this point, a tiny little side plate. You've got to put a massive poppadom and just try and crack it and then pile up all the shards.
I was in Leeds and I was mad hungry. And someone after the show was like, I was like, well, do you know where the food is? And they go, yeah, it's a curry place. I'm going that way too. And I was like, I've got to go eat curry with you now. So I went to a curry house with them. They're like, oh, the whole way there, they're like, oh, mate, wait till you see these naans. Oh, wait till you see these naans. And the naan came out on like a torture rack. And it was this big.
I've seen pictures of naans.
And I'm just like, this is novelty, bruv.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Because then, like, I get peshwari naan.
Yeah.
So I ripped that. All the coconuts falling out. Do you know what I mean, though? It's just like, but why are you like, I just don't like ridiculous things. And I've been like to a ridiculously sized food items. You know, like I've been to America and it's like, look at the size of this burger. And you go, yeah, but it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, it's just horrible after a bit.
And you've come down on quality for the quantity of it.
I think we've parted ways again, Jamali. When things arrive like that, with like a massive naan on a hook, I'm the guy going, ooh.
Having selfies with it.
With
the naan,
Doing
a face swap with the naan.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe I should see it through your lens of happiness and maybe I might enjoy my life more.
But I know peshwari, like cutting that open on the hook and it all drops out, you start to feel like leather.
That's nothing with peshwari anyway. When you're doing it by hand, it's coming out anyway.
I
had naan for the first time, the one with the meat in it.
The keema naan.
It's not bad, you know.
Yeah.
That with a kurma. If you have that with a sweet curry, that's fire. But the peshwari I got to have with... I saw someone have a peshwari with a kurma.
Yeah, that's pudding.
Psychopath, mate. That's too sweet, bro.
That's too sweet, isn't it?
It's too sweet. You might as well drink a can of condensed milk, you madman.
So we get to your dream meal proper now.
Yes.
Your dream starter. Is this from a specific place or is it a general dish?
See, I thought a lot about this, actually. I went for... It's a very specific dish to Holland.
Right.
And I remember it's like a fast food bar dish over there, the croquette, the bittenbol.
Yeah.
So basically it's deep fried ragu with either beef or veal. And it's like their bar food. And they do it because if you go to like around the world, every McDonald's has a different thing that relates to one of their local dishes. Mm. And over there they have the McCroquette. And it's honestly the best McDonald's thing I've ever had.
Wow.
It's like a big croquette in fire. And you have it with hot mustard.
Yeah.
So my opening dish, my starter would be a croquette in between, like they put like a little white bread hot dog roll. You get them from Febo. Febo's the ones where it's like the little windows.
Oh yeah, it's like a sort of vending machine, but for hot food, you can go and put the money in, the window and take the thing out.
But the trick is if you go to the front, they'll cook you a fresh one.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's if you're just in a rush.
Yeah.
But if you go to the front and say, yo, cook man a thing, and they'll do it for you still.
But I feel like I'd want the novelty of getting it from the little window.
See, there we go. When I first went, you've been down before.
Yes.
Yeah, you never done the window though.
No, never done the window.
Why?
There's so many windows to look through.
All variations of windows. That's a good point. Very good point.
No, I haven't, but I've seen it on a lot of sort of travel shows and stuff. And I would like to go.
The Dutch have low key killed it in some of the best quick pickup foods.
Yeah.
Because they've got the Belgian Fritz they do, and they do a thing called Fritzsaus, where it's mayo but with mustard in it.
Yeah.
Fire. They got the croquettes. They got like a weird kind of like Indonesian noodles in the deep fried and stuff. Like they got a lot of good fast food over there. Like I say, their fast food is better than the fast food here.
Yeah, the is it Bitterballen?
The Bitterballen. That's the one that you... So Bitterballers are the circle ones, and a croquette is the longer tube one.
Right, okay, yeah.
I prefer the croquette one because the Bitterballers are sometimes, like, especially when you order them at a bar, you bite into it and it's hotter than the sun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you dip it in hot mustard and it just burns your mouth. So you got to be, like, careful with them. But I'd say a croquette as my starter, just as a something little snack thing, you can't go wrong with that.
Do you think there's a link between, like, high quality fast food and legalizing cannabis?
That's a very good point. Yeah, sure. I really. And I think also why I think it was the best food in the world. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, man. It just tasted delicious for some reason.
On that day, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I never thought about the type of shops you see in Amsterdam would directly link to the fact that everyone's high. Like, I never thought about that. That's a very good point.
The thing about burning your mouth, though, with that sort of thing, that it has to be good because it gets so hot.
Yeah.
Like, if you ate something like that wasn't very nice and you burnt your mouth, you're like, well, I'm not touching that again.
Yeah.
I had jalapeno poppers the other day.
Yeah.
In Buxton.
Right.
Because, of course, you go to the chocolate box town of Buxton.
Yeah.
And, you know, beautiful English town, and you think, I'm going straight to a Tex-Mex restaurant.
Yeah. That's great. What they're known for, speciality.
Yeah. Called the Lone Star. We had fajitas. I really fancied some fajitas, and I ordered jalapeno poppers. I couldn't wait. Bit into the first one. I'm like, well, my mouth's a write-off.
Yeah.
Like,
and it scars your mouth.
Yeah, completely fucked.
Yeah, like, for a couple of days. Yeah.
Oh, but worth it.
Yeah.
Was it worth for me now? I had my teeth straightened a couple of years ago and I still have to wear mouth guards when I sleep. So if I ever burn my mouth like that, it's...
Oh, to put that guard
it's
in.
Not good. I have to take a couple of nights off the guard. Because that's because once I didn't do that, I just tried to power through, and it just meant that my mouth just didn't heal for ages.
Yeah,
I was just like mashing it up every night.
Is that an age thing? Because I don't remember burning my mouth out and then being out of commission.
It must be,
like, because I'm out of if I burn my mouth lightly, I'm out of commission. Like, I can't taste nothing for a month. You know what I'm saying? My whole mouth hurts. There is something off-putting about how hot they're going, but you can't wait.
Yeah,
so I think Bitterballers are, because it's like the thing about. Also, ragu. It's like this kind of gooey, salty, and then the veal. I mean, beef if you've got more morals. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just that.
That's great.
Delicious, man.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, I really want one of those now.
It's a lovely start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it opened. Oh, and it being in slab of white bread.
There you go. So you're already living up to your promise of the bread being in the diet.
There you go. I had to put bread in.
So, dream main course now.
Okay. This was a dish that I had in New Orleans, right?
Lovely.
And I remember I was doing a show there and I had to, for some reason, get something from a comic book shop. I think it was for work or something, but I had to go get something. So the only comic book shop was like out of the main, like, Bourbon Street and Frenchman Street and all of that. So I went and it was kind of hipstery uni areas where the big frat houses were.
Yeah.
And I went down there and it was like a nice little town. I was like, oh, I'll chill for a little bit up here, you know. And I was like, what's a good place to eat? And about three people told me this place called Giacomo's. Everyone's like, but you got to go Giacomo's. You got to go Giacomo's. You might not get a seat, but you want to go Giacomo's. So I went down there. This place was heaving, right? I looked at the menu, and they had a thing called alligator and shrimp cheesecake. And I'm like, I'm going for it. It was fucking delicious, man. It was honestly one of, like, madness.
It's like you've made up a food from New Orleans.
An episode of 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Like, talking about what people in New Orleans eat.
Dude, it's delicious. It is genuinely, honestly, insanely good.
Take us through it. I need to know more about it.
So I didn't, even when I was eating it, I couldn't quite decipher what it was, right? So it's basically, you got like a sort of base of it, like a cheesecake, like a base. It was like savory breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
As the base.
As the bread?
There we go. As the bread, right? And then it's shrimps, like seasoned shrimps and alligator meat in cream cheese. And then they whisk it together, add other seasonings to it, and then bake it. So it comes out like a savory piece of cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Insane.
Oh, I can't.
With like a sort of coulis at the bottom. Oh my God.
This is probably the first time on Off Menu that I can't wrap my head around what one of the dishes is.
Bro, I'll show you a
phone. Is it like a quiche?
No, it's nothing. Like, it's like...
Have you picked quiche, Jamali? have you come on Off Menu and picked quiche?
No, but quiche don't have no cheese in it. That's like egg. Oh, I know my quiches.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my quiches, bro. Don't... I think I don't know quiche, bro. I know that's a little white guy secret, but I know quiche.
You've been hanging around the Harvester crowd enough. You know what quiche is.
Yeah, you know what
I know about quiche, bro. My mum eats quiche and that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember being like, what the hell was that, bro? She said, don't worry. This is it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the alligator cheesecake, bro.
Let's get a look at this.
Oh, sir. There you go.
Strapping. It looks like quiche.
It does look like quiche. It doesn't look like quiche, Jamal.
But a cheesecake technically looks like a quiche.
Yeah, sure.
Like everything can look, you know what I'm saying?
Everything can look like quiche.
A Spanish omelette looks like a quiche.
Yeah, like a frittata or it all looks like a.
It looks like a quiche.
Yeah.
I might have just picked quiche.
No, I mean, that looks insane.
It's delicious, though.
Yeah.
It's honestly like, I remember the cabman was telling me about it. And he goes, you got to try this cheesecake, alligator cheesecake. I'm like, is it sweet? He goes, nah, like, it's kind of got a kick to it, but it's kind of, the texture's quite cheesecakey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then it's just savory.
It's super savory.
And I'm not normally that, like, I don't like savory crepes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate ham and cheese crepes, guys. What's the matter with you, bruv? Put some lemon and sugar on that and respect your roots.
guess what I like in a crepe?
Right.
Ham and cheese.
Oh, you're mad.
Yeah, he loves it.
Ed, you're mad, bro. You're that guy in Edinburgh who buys from the crepe place outside of the Gilded Balloon.
Yeah, I love it.
How packed with the shrimp and the alligator meat is it? Like, is it like loads of meat?
Good portion.
Yeah.
It's not like, I wouldn't say it's overbearingly meaty.
Uh-huh.
And the shrimp, I'd say the only, if I was going to pick anything, I'd say it was a bit too much shrimp in mine.
Uh-huh.
Like, I kind of wanted more alligator meat.
Yeah.
Because that's more alligator, you had alligator meat.
No, that's what I was going to ask you, to describe the flavour profiles.
It's kind of like a fishy chicken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of texture of chicken, but quite a fishiness to it. I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not, out of all of the weird meats, it's not the best one I had. I mean, the best one I had was puppy. That was the I didn't eat puppy. So I said that for comical effect.
I fell for that so quick.
Yeah, I fell for it immediately. I thought, Jamal, you're filming
puppy.
Something. You're filming
dog,
something.
But puppy. Yeah. No.
I instantly believed that Jamal had eaten a puppy.
No, I couldn't do it. I had a kangaroo burger once. That was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that taste like?
Gamey meat.
Gamey steak. Yeah.
Yeah, like a steak. Because after a little while, they all taste the same.
Yeah.
Like it's all that.
Meat's meat.
Yeah, you're like, oh, reindeer. And it's like, yeah, come on, it just tastes like
it all tastes like puppy.
Yeah, yeah, it all tastes like puppy, man. Delicious, sweet, sweet puppy.
I love this choice. I love the
it's great.
Cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And but also, every time people come on and make, because we've had a few dishes from New Orleans, I think.
Yeah.
And I always feel gutted because when I went to New Orleans, I just got unlucky and didn't find any.
But there's so much good food.
Yeah, I know. That's what I knew there was so much good food.
Would you
there.
Eat? McDonald's, bro?
I had quite a good catfish sandwich and I went and got the beignets and stuff. And
the beignets.
But I just failed to find. And when I hear stuff like that, I'm like,
Jacquemus is good. Coop's, great. Uh-huh. Coop's do that fried chicken, delicious.
I went to like the fried chicken place in New Orleans. I can't remember the name of it. And I was so excited about it. But I don't think anything could live up to how excited I was about it. Like, good fried chicken is still like fried chicken, right? I was like, it was very nice.
Do you know what? It's that weird thing, isn't it? There's only a few times, I think, that I've eaten something where it's like, what the hell?
Just
like, the one time it was in Berlin, that famous kebab place.
Yes.
Man, the first time I ate that, that was a defining. I was like, this is probably one of the best things I've ever been in my life. Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
But it's like, more time or not, everything just kind of is a certain level of good food.
Yeah.
I think you can only recreate mass-produced food that well. That's why home cooking is better. Because it's smaller batch, so you concentrate waste. If you're just mass-producing
unless you're
chicken,
eating something like an alligator cheesecake. You've got nothing to base that on.
It could taste like anything. Yeah. I wouldn't know what it should taste like. Yeah. But New Orleans is, I think, one of the better food spots. Mm-hmm. I thought I had some really good food in New Orleans. Po' Boys and all of that stuff. Uh-huh. And Chicago's great food.
Yeah. I see, again, I messed up there. I was in Chicago for a day. Yeah, I literally landed, got to the hotel, had to go to my gig and do the sound check. Then I had like an hour until I had to be on stage. So I went out and just tried to find the nearest deep dish place.
Yeah.
Went to the wrong one, had an awful one.
I'll be honest with you, I went to the right one. You ain't missing nothing, bro. No. It's not that nice, bro.
No.
Nah, it's too thick.
Yeah. I've never understood that.
And when it comes to pizza, the best pizza, and I've had pizza around the world. I've been in Italy and New York. Best pizza, deep dish, Pizza Hut. You ain't beating that, bro. A slice of deep dish Pizza Hut? There ain't no better slice, bro. Been around
the
world.
Level of thickness, is it?
Yeah.
Perfect level of thickness. Soaks up the oils.
I will say this for Pizza Hut pizza, and I've never found a pizza that betters this. And I used to eat so much Pizza Hut when I was a fat little boy.
Yeah.
Large deep dish.
Oh, what toppings?
Pepperoni feast.
Oh, okay.
So double cheese, double pepperoni, as much cheese and meat as possible. And then when they introduced the cheese and pepperoni stuffed crust,
it was in game heaven. Changer.
Yeah. But the base is basically like they fried the pizza.
It's just crispy.
It's all the oil.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that I say
Pizza Hut pizza, like a slice of Pizza Hut pizza. Bro, and I've been to New York. I remember I went on this date with this girl in New York, and she was like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, let's go get some pizza. She goes, where do you want to go? I said, I want to go Pizza Hut. She goes, you know what? Listen, you know they've shut down every Pizza Hut. And I believed her, and I went online. I said, look, I looked online, and she goes, I'm not going fucking Pizza Hut. I live in New York City. You're in that, I'm not going Pizza Hut. So she took me to this other place that's supposed to be like the best place, and in Brooklyn. I was like, bruv, this is dead. I want to go Pizza Hut.
Was that a second date?
Yeah. We dated for a little while, actually. But she never go Pizza Hut with me.
I think that's a great thing to do on a first date. It really keeps someone on their toes by being like, I want to go to Pizza Hut in New York.
Pizza Hut in New York. If it's a buffet, boy, game's done, isn't it? That's a date right there. A buffet Pizza Hut? Come on, man.
That's not a date.
That is a date.
That is the worst idea for a date I've ever heard in my life.
I went to a date in Wimpy's once.
Wow.
And it was jokes because I said to
the girl,
I said to her like, oh, like, well, you know, I was like joking with her. And I said, man, all right, well, we'll just go Wimpy's then. She goes, I love Wimpy's. I was like, well, that's where we're going. Huh. And we went Wimpy. Wimpy needs a rebrand, bro. Yeah. They could kill the game right now, but they need a rebrand.
Yeah, what sort of rebrand would you suggest?
It's more young and hip.
Yeah, like a sort of hipster burger place.
Yeah.
I think Wimpy could change the name, maybe?
I think keep it Wimpy, but like have Stormzy do the advert. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, let's get it, you know what I mean?
Stormzy's not going to do the advert for Wimpy.
Yo, man, we've got to get a budget together. So
if they changed it to Stormzy, and it's literally
burgers.
Just called Stormzy,
no,
and he did that, then...
Because you've got to play on the nostalgia of Wimpy, right? That's what's holding them back,
personally. I think the rebrand thing makes me think, yeah, if Wimpy completely changed their name and launched it as this new fast food chain, I think they would actually do a lot better than trying to continue with Wimpy.
I think if Wimpy knuckled down and just be like, hey, Wimpy, not as shit as you think.
Yeah.
And people go, actually, it's not. Because if you have Wimpy Burger, it's better than Mackey's.
Uh-huh. Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, when's that to me at Wimpy?
Oh, God, I don't
remember. But we're going Wimpy, bro.
Yeah. Where is there a Wimpy?
We'll find one.
We'll find one.
Kettering Thunderbolt.
Huh?
Kettering New York Thunderbolt.
Kettering New York Thunderbolt.
Yeah, well, in Kettering, we've got a bowling alley called New York Thunderbolt. Although I think it's now changed to Thunderbolt. It used to be called Rock and Bowl when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And there was Wimpy, and then it got changed to New York Thunderbolt.
But Wimpy stayed.
But Wimpy, I believe, is the only thing that stayed consistent in it.
They got one in East London.
Well, we'll go to that one then.
Just bang it out.
Perfect.
There's one near the studio.
Who's the mascot on Wimpy?
I think it's just the W.
Is it?
It used to be a little beef eater.
I thought it was a beef eater.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine what Stormzy could wear to suggest the beef eater.
Beef eater hat.
Yeah, he could wear the beef eater hat.
But lean to the side. Yeah. Let's keep it.
Stormzy would be doing it, as a comment on Britain.
Yeah. Let's make it political,
Yeah.
But I think Wimpy could do well in these times, but I think they just need a bigger reach. Anyway. Sorry, I digress. I would say the alligator cheesecake.
Was there a sauce? The picture you showed.
It had like a coulis.
Yeah.
It had like an oniony based sort of like, I don't want to say, it's not tomato. It was like a savory coulis that came with it. But I'll be honest with you, the cheesecake was so overwhelming in its taste. Not in like in a bad way, but it had such a unique taste to it. That I don't even remember what the coolie was. Do you know what I'm saying? You're not there for the sauce.
Yeah,
it was just like a really weird, and it was like the seasonings in it. There's a lot of Cajun seasoning, something with a bit of kick, a bit of lime. It's very good, man. One thing I will say about New Orleans, though, just while we're still on the subject, is I went to like this one place. I think it's like the famous restaurant there, Commodore's or something.
Right.
It's like the famous brunch spot. It's quite pricey. But there's just fucking like baby rats everywhere and mice. And I remember I was with a person. And I was like, "Yo, what's going on?" She was just like, "Yeah, it's New Orleans, isn't it? Like, apparently, there's just rats everywhere, and you can't get rid of them because basically New Orleans is a swamp, isn't it?
Yeah,
and there's just rats everywhere.
You're in their house.
Yeah. So apparently, there's just rats everywhere. You'll see rats everywhere. Like you go to like the 5-star hotel and there'll be rats.
Oh no.
And there's nothing no one can do about it. Everyone just kind of accepts it and goes, drink a grenade. why about it? It's just a rat. Drink a grenade. Because they were saying during COVID, because there was no more food out, the rats just took over New Orleans, isn't it?
Wow.
Down by Bourbon Street, it was just rats everywhere.
Yeah.
Just gangs of rats, like standing by lampposts with little coins, flicking a coin with a toothpick in the mouth, like just running the game, bro.
Selling each other cheese out
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, let's move on to your dream side dish.
See, I wanted to pair it with the cheesecake that I was going to have with the alligator. Because normally, I'll be honest with you, for a side dish, I'd go for like white rice. I'm an old school guy. White rice with a bit of butter, I'm good. Do you know what I mean? Or rice and peas or something. But I wanted to do pens. And the one thing I didn't like about the cheesecake, because I got hush puppies with it. It's like deep fried fish type thing.
Right.
And with the alligator and shrimp, it was
just too much.
So I'd go for french fries, man.
Yeah.
Like home hand cut chips.
Skin on?
Skin on, skin off, I'm all right. I'd say mostly skin off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I want the person who was making the chips to put a bit of work in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just put it through the press.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like hand cut chips, unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a good old fried, deep fried hand cut chip. I remember there was this cafe in Bethnal Green where the guy had a chip fryer.
Yeah.
And he was like, East End guy. And I remember, like, you order food and he goes, everything comes with chips. Because he just needs to justify having this chip made.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Everything comes with chips. You go, I don't want chips. Well, it comes with chips. And I remember he'd make you have these chips and they were fucking great.
Yeah.
Like having egg, beans and chips with real chips.
Yeah.
I can't go, but I can't really eat oven chips, you know.
No, oven chips have to taste be like ovens.
Yeah. I have to really taste it really tastes like the oven.
Yeah, yeah.
If you took a bite of your oven. Yeah, yeah. But I, oven chips, I can't fuck with oven chips no more. It has to be hand cut chips.
Do you want it from that place in Bethnal Green for your dream meal?
Can I have that?
Yeah.
Well, then shit, yeah.
We'll get the guy. He won't mind doing it. By the
he doesn't mind doing it.
What was it called again, the place?
I cannot even remember the place. I remember it was outside Bethnal Green train station. It's closed now. It's gone. But it's where the sweet shop is now, next to the Salmon and Bull pub. It's like this little old guy with glasses. Everything comes with chips.
He's clearly just bankrupted himself by giving away too many chips.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right, I have your chips. And it was the most nicest, this hand cut.
Yeah.
With egg, beans and chips.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat alligator cheesecake.
Yeah.
I like some egg, beans and chips, bruv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't go wrong with that stuff. But anyway, so I'd say chips, because I think that starchiness to go with my cheesecake.
Yeah.
That's what the cheesecake was missing, like a good carb, because it's cream cheese. It's,
yeah.
You know, you've got breadcrumbs, but it's a little layer, you know, you've got the coulis, you've got the meat, but it was missing that.
Are you dipping the chips in the coulis? Or have you got a separate
I'm dipping it in the hopefully getting the cheese.
Yeah, right in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it quite soft then, the cheese, like that?
Yeah.
That cream cheese, you could scoop it.
It's quite similar to the consistency of a cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like mad creamy, like it was still, because they bake it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it still has some harder element to it.
Nice.
And a bit airy as well.
Yeah. But it still had that real, like, so it's like definitely something that I think something carby and salty would have brought that meal out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would even took a tater tot at that point.
Yeah,
but not a mash.
Hey,
no.
How do you like this, Marley? Ordered a bunch of... No, I don't know if it was Pizza Hut, actually, but I ordered a bunch of tater tots the other day.
Mm.
I think we were meant to order Pizza Hut, and then for some reason, we ended up ordering Papa John's, which is not Not what we would normally do. No. Not our first choice at all. I don't like Papa John's at all.
I hate that they give you that sauce and it's just like melted margarine. And I don't know what the fuck that is. It's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. And I don't like Domino's because they try to put powder on the crust. And it's like, bruv, you ain't fancy. Why are you trying to lie and pretend you're fancy? You're Domino's. Be Domino's, bro. But yeah, but you got Papa. Yeah, but you got tater tots with the Papa John's, yeah?
Yeah, so that was like, so I got a nice little box of tots.
Like a good, like, I think people shit on tater tots because they don't. They've never had a quality tater tot.
Yeah.
Like, you get a good quality tater tot. That's right. A good tater tot, bro.
Do people shit on tater tots? They shouldn't do.
I've never shat on tater tots.
I've heard people talk about tater tots. They see tater tots as like kids' food. They go, oh, tater tots.
Lucky kids.
The same way like people talk about potato waffles.
Yeah.
Bruv, have respect for your roots.
Brilliant.
I went to, there's a cocktail bar in New York called Please Don't Tattle. Have you heard about this place? There's Criff Dogs, which is the hot dog place, which is really good. And then they've got the phone booth in Criff Dogs, and you've got to pick up the phone, and then that it's on the other side of the phone booth, basically, and say, I've got a reservation, and the whole phone booth swings open. You go into this little cocktail bar.
Oh, sick.
But you can get the hot dogs in there. It's this beautiful little cocktail bar, but then also you can get this massive bowl of tater tots with like cheese and bacon on them.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing.
Delicious.
Just drinking incredible cocktails, but just like whamming tater tots.
Yeah. So the thing about that is that sort of that having quite nostalgically and, you know, junk foody and basic food paired with the expensive cocktails. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
I like potato waffles as well.
Yeah.
Love a bit. Potato waffles. Have you been to Norman's yet?
You told me about this place. I've still not been, but I follow them on Instagram and it's one of my favourite food Instagram accounts because it's like calf, right?
Yeah, it's calf food.
But just amazingly well done and beautifully photographed.
Yeah. So it's calf food, but they hand make it all. Or you use really good ingredients. They'll do chicken nuggets, but it's real chicken breast nuggets.
Yeah.
And they'll do like baked beans, but they made the baked beans and that.
Oh, nice.
And they do potato waffles in there, man. Shit, it's fire.
That sounds brilliant.
They put a picture of a sausage up the other day, which I stopped and just looked at for a while.
Yeah.
There's like, such a good sausage.
One of the things I always get if I'm ever in LA is I just go to this waffle place where they bake the hash browns into the waffles. And that is great. Right, but they bake hash browns and bacon or whatever. So they kind of. It's one of
didn't
the best
you make yourself feel ill the last time you had that though?
Yeah. But like,
but
it's so good. Because also they put a big dollop of sour cream on top of it with your eggs, got your scrambled eggs and stuff, and it's just
good American diner food is the best.
Yeah,
like a good American diner. Like, you know, you get some biscuits, you put that with the egg. Yeah,
I love. It ruins you for the day if you go for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, going to California where, like, jet lag's so bad when you wake up, so you're, like, awake at, like, 7 in the morning. And then I would go to this place, Millie's in Silver Lake, I think we went there, and get something called Devil's Mess, which was, like, turkey and egg and sour cream and guacamole, and then you get toast with it. And by the end, I was like, well, it's 8 a.m. and my whole day's over.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't.
Real heavy food.
Yeah.
It's not. They don't really do, like, a light breakfast.
No.
But even if you get, like, a, you know... Like one time I was like, oh, I just want to get like a bagel with some cream cheese. And it's biggest cream cheese is sick. Like just a whole fish. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that over there, bro. You order a bowl of oats and it's like the bowl's the size of the table and it's everything. It's, you know, they put a whole like,
Yeah, you just think miners would go to work on one small bowl of porridge and then this is what you're giving me and all I'm going to do is sort of walk around and do something this evening.
Yeah, I like as well with American diners that they have non-pork options that are way better than England. Turkey bacon, turkey sausage, chicken. So they really do actually have a lot of non-pork options, which I like. I mean, that's one more thing I don't like about here is if I don't eat pork, I can't have nothing for breakfast.
Yeah.
Eggs and that's
it. It's a pork fest.
Yeah, it's a pork fest. You guys love a pork sausage and all them things there.
Black pudding.
Oh my God, black pudding. You eat black pudding?
Yeah.
No, you're mad. You eat black pudding, James?
Yeah.
James is like bare just like disappointing himself. Like, yeah.
Good black pudding, like storn away black pudding.
Do you eat the one, because what's white pudding?
White pudding, I don't know what it is.
Because that's one where, like, the blood's, like, gone, like, all curd in that or something, isn't
it? Do you think it's the white blood cells?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is.
That's what I heard.
I love it.
Scientists separate stuff. Puts them in the...
They spent billions trying to separate the white pudding from the black
I've never tried black pudding. Is it, like, meaty?
It's meaty, but it's sort of rich and deep. It's the Guinness of food, Jamali.
It's the Guinness of food.
It's the Guinness of food,
I tried haggis. I don't mind haggis.
Yeah, haggis.
Like, I'll eat some stuff that is, like, you know, like, I'm not a part. Like, I'll eat liver. Or, one thing, I won't eat a brain.
No, I don't want to eat brains.
Yeah,
I love a brain.
Yeah.
If there's a brain on the menu, honestly, I'm getting the brain.
Yeah,
I think there's something about eating another animal's memories. Like, I don't want to eat your memories and your personality.
I
ate a duck brain recently, Jamali, straight out the skull.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about that? And let me tell you.
You got escorted out the park pretty quickly. Let's move on to your dream drink.
Homemade berry lemonade. I feel like every time I say something, I feel like you guys look at me and go, this, that.
No, I'm just enjoying it. Like, just taking it in.
I've never had berry lemonade before.
You never had berry lemonade?
No.
Oh, my God. Because I think the problem with homemade lemonade sometimes is you're just giving me a bitter lemon with some sugar and water.
Mm-hmm.
And you're expecting me to pretend like, this is...
It's just sweet water.
Yeah, but a berry lemonade, it just works well with the sour and the sweet. And
are you making this yourself?
No.
You cook, though.
I do cook.
You cooked for me that time.
Yeah, that was terrible. But to
it
be
wasn't
fair,
terrible. I've never seen anyone more upset with their own cooking.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Than Jamali was. We had a day. It was outsiders, and we were staying on this in this. You know,
the cooking facilities were shit.
The cooking facilities.
And we didn't get enough ingredients.
We got terrible food when we were there. And then it was.
But then it changed. Remember the guy looked at us and went, "It's better now."
Yeah, it was. It's better now. But it's not. Because also I was like, I can't really eat too many carbs or whatever because I'm working and, you know, I've got, diabetes. And so quite often I walked in one day, they went, we're building our own pizzas today. I went, well, I'm not. He went, well, you can just have the toppings. And I had raw pepperoni and some salad, just some lettuce and then just some grated cheese.
And Lou's a vegan.
So she just had the lettuce.
Yeah, she had lettuce. That's the one day we saw with just lettuce filming 18-hour shifts. Mad.
Well, and what did Jess Nappet say to you during all that? What was she saying to you?
Just saying my name in a Northern accent.
Jamali.
Yeah.
But one day we had a day off, but we weren't allowed to leave this godforsaken place.
We wasn't
because
allowed
of COVID.
To leave. Yeah, everyone else got to fuck off.
But we were in a bubble, so we couldn't leave. And there was like the kitchens there were like this big industrial kitchen or whatever. And Jamali very kindly went, well, we can't have any food from here. So if they were going, they got some stuff in. And Jamali went, I'm going to do a roast dinner or whatever, and prepping it all day. And it was delicious. And then we're sitting there eating it and Jamali was just sat there going, this is so horrible. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, because I saw Ed put salt on it. And I was like, if Ed's putting salt on it, it must be dough. This must be flavourless. If Ed has to put salt on it, this must be awful.
I believe what you said was, Jamali, I've seen the white people putting salt on it. I really must have fucked up.
that was actually verbatim. Very on brand.
I do put salt on a lot of things.
But it was fine. It was fine. It was just like, you know, when you're cooking and it's stressful when you're in like a kitchen that doesn't have, like, they're like, half this oven doesn't work. This hob doesn't work. This doesn't work. And it's just, and it was a long day filming and our first day off. And I just wanted it to be, but anyway.
It was very nice. And you do cook. You're a good cook.
I'm a decent cook. Yeah. I'm a decent cook.
But you're not making the berry lemonade.
No. This is my fantasy. I'm going to make it. No. It's mostly a thing that I had in like a restaurant. It's always those weird places like really shitty Mexican restaurants that will have a really good berry lemonade. Like, for some reason, they can't get any other food right, but they'll kill a berry lemonade. And it has to be like a red berry.
What sort of berries are they?
I think it's like a raspberry.
Yeah.
So it's like a raspberry and it sort of comes, you know, like sometimes you get a drink and it's two colours?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's one of them ones.
Because all the stuff like floats
to
the top.
Yeah, so you mix it in. Yeah. And I think as well is with, because I have my water, so that's for my palate. And I think there's something about, it's like when I'm eating these foods, like I got the saltiness of the chips, I've got the interesting flavours of the cheesecake, that lemon flushes your palate.
It's
a palate cleanser. So every time it's like, sometimes you can eat and it gets monotonous. Flush that palate out, I'm back on the game.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite excited now to hear your dessert, bring it all home.
Out of all the questions, this was the hardest one for me because I've got a real sweet tooth. Like, I eat ridiculous amounts of cake. Great. Like, and sweets.
Good guy.
And I got diabetes in my family, so the doctor said to me, you have to.
Yeah.
But I eat like a share pack of Haribo in like 10 minutes. Like, like a bad issue.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually got like, I stopped eating sweets and I started getting the shakes. I was like, I'm addicted.
Yeah.
Oh, I have addiction. Like, it's bad. Like, I'm seeing, like, you watching you drink a Diet Coke right now is like when an alcoholic goes to a pub. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm like, fuck, I could get a Coke. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I have a problem.
Yeah.
So when it comes...
I mean, you haven't seen these behind the thing, have you?
Oh, see, I saw them. I cracked them already. The strawberries.
The giant strawberries.
Yeah. Like, I saw it. Like, it was like a bag of Coke at a party. You saw it. My eyes just went, what? Is that Haribo? Like,
do you think this started with the Rocky Horror? Do you think this is where
maybe
you're
I just started? Always, since I was a little kid, like, yeah. I've just been like, because I was a real big kid when I was like 13. I weighed like 17 stone.
You put some photos of you.
Yeah.
And I think some of my favourite photos in existence.
They're hilarious, isn't it?
Absolutely hilarious. Lovely fat little boy.
Yeah. And, what the fuck?
And obviously, you without a beard is funny anyway.
Yeah, I've never seen you without a beard, really.
It's such sweet pictures.
I remember, like, I told this story, and like, someone told me it's like the really saddest story ever, but I thought it was funny for a long time. It's like, I remember when I went to Jamaica, and I was proper a little fat kid. And like all the women at the bakery would give me like free cakes and that. They're like, oh, I'm so fat, give him a kick. And I remember apparently this Rasta man said to me on the boat, he goes, hey, you're too fat, man. You eat too many sweetie. And my belly used to come over my shorts.
Yeah.
Like, and the whole holiday, all my uncles were like, yeah, man, you're too fat, brother. You eat too. And they were impersonating the Rasta man. Saying like, eat too many sweeties, you're too fat. Do you know what? I have to go with my heart, and what I actually would enjoy the most would be a key lime pie.
Yeah,
love key lime pie. I think it's a bit mad that I've gone with the berry lemonade and then something taut again.
Also, can I just say, the key lime pie, remarkably similar to a sweet version of your main course.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got an issue, isn't it? Yeah, I think I just like, I must just like that texture, innit?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what? That's a good point you made. I'm going to fuck off the key lime pie.
Key lime pie is great, though.
It's great. Yeah. You're right. I think that's too similar. And you made me reconsider my option here. I'll go for a trifle.
Yeah.
I fucking love trifle.
Yeah.
I I'll go Marks and Spencer.
Yeah.
And I'll eat a full trifle. Yeah. I'll sit there, spoon in hand, watching.
They put it in that plastic bowl. It feels like you just need to sit with it on your lap and just go.
And the problem
for it,
is,
right?
You can't really tell the size of it.
Yeah.
Because it comes in too thin. So you're like, oh, it's only the top that's, you know.
Yeah.
But I'd say a trifle, because trifle, and it's a different consistency. And you're getting cream, jelly, and cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behave yourself, bruv. And if you make it mad cold, that cream's basically ice cream.
Oh, an ice cream trifle, isn't it?
An ice cream trifle.
That's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah.
I'd put that on my new Wimpy menu.
Yo, that would actually be fire. Yeah. And you use that sort of Mr. Whippy ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's that softy ice cream.
Put it onto the top.
I'm surprised no one's made an ice cream trifle.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it.
Edit this out. Copyright.
Yeah.
I'll sue everyone in this room.
You're the fifth trifle on off menu.
Really?
Yeah.
Very popular choice.
Jamie Oliver.
Okay.
Picked a trifle. Harry Hill. Armando Iannucci. Asmacart.
Yeah.
See, I would say all of them. All of them are great people. Jamie Oliver did fuck up my school dinners.
Yeah. Are you in that generation?
I was the generation.
Took away your turkey Twizzlers.
Yeah. I remember we could have cheeseburgers
say,
morning and night.
Right, little fat boy, eat too many turkey Twizzlers.
Yeah. I just
in the voice as well.
He ruined school dinners. I remember that. Like, we hated him.
Yeah, you hated
him. Like, we really hated him. And I know, and you look back a bit now, you go, wow, you really took on the system and tried to do a good thing. We fucking hated him.
Yeah.
We were so pissed off with this guy. Yeah. And do you remember that episode? I love when he makes the chicken nuggets and he makes, like, the ones how they do it in McDonald's. And all the kids are like, eh. And they're like, which one do you want? And they go, that one.
Obviously.
I think, like, that's the thing. That's a true hero, though, isn't it, though? Most heroes, they'll get held aloft and everyone loves them. Jamie Oliver did a good thing.
Yeah.
And it was definitely a good thing. And he just took all the hate from everybody.
He
and
got
still,
a lot
kids
of hate.
From kids.
Still hasn't really got the credit he deserves for it. Still hasn't got people going, no, you know what? Well done.
Parents would come and give their kids McDonald's through the school gates. Like how much people push back on what Jamie Oliver did. Basically, what Jamie Oliver did is said, hey, listen, these are the future generations. Yeah. They should have nutritious meals.
Yeah, or even one nutritious meal a day.
Yeah.
It's not like he was going, and when they get home, you need to feed them something different. He was going, this might be their chance for one nutritious meal in a day.
And we went, and we livid. Fucking livid. We hated Jay. We were like, your Jamie Oliver fucked up. We ruined our lives.
Did you like a turkey Twizzler? Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I love, like, happy face and all of that. Do you know what? This is funny. Primary school I went to, because some primary schools, is they cook the food.
Mm-hmm.
Our ones used to come in these big grey boxes. And it was the same company that used to sell them to the prisons. And so you used to get these big grey boxes coming, and you open a big grey box and just reheat it. And it was one of the same that would
prison
send
food.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I think there was like different menus.
Yeah,
the same company.
Probably. Did you have the little tray as well?
Yeah. We'd have a little tray. Yeah. You have the little ID badge on that.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So our school things in primary school were awful. Like there was no greens. Yeah.
Well, like, so you're in the trifle gang now.
Yeah, I'll say trifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a good piece of trifle, especially if it's like that deep, thick cream.
Layer up all the guests who have ordered trifle, including yourself, and what order would they go in?
of who I like.
Layer them up like a trifle. You've all got to be layered up like a trifle.
No, not necessarily who you like. Just not who genuinely, you, like, just... you all have to get in a bowl.
Okay. Together.
Yeah. You've all got to be layered up like a trifle.
We've got to be laying on top of each other.
What order should you go in?
Okay, so Jamie Oliver's at the bottom.
Yeah, because you hate him.
Because he's scum.
Yeah.
And you can just sit at the bottom. You heard me, Jamie. I hope you're listening to this. You fucked up my life. Trying to make me healthy. Yeah. God bless you, Jamie. Jamie Oliver. Me. So I want to look at Jamie Oliver suffering. Because I'm suffering. Because we're being crushed to death. Yeah, I want to look at Jamie's face while I'm fucking suffering. Jamie, I'm so sorry, Jamie. I heard you're thinking
so
nice.
He's on his back. You're
oh, eye to eye. We're eye to eye, bro. We're eye to eye. This is a weird human centipede. And I'm eye to eye, bro. I'm looking you down, Jamie.
Yeah.
So Jamie Oliver, me, Anucci. Because he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to get us out of this situation, and he needs to coordinate, because I think he'll be a good convo too.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
he could
be behind me.
Yeah.
And Harry Hill at the top. Yeah. Because you know what?
Asma Khan's got to go on there. She's a chef. She has Darjeeling Express.
I put her above Anucci.
At the top.
She's got wonderful anecdotes and she's very...
You would like her.
She'd be good on the top. And she'd convince
more of a laugh
me.
Than Harry Hill?
They're all a laugh.
Yeah, so obviously her at top.
Yeah.
And then Harry Hill. Because I think Harry Hill would be good tagging the bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's doing the sort of clever stuff.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're just staring Jamie Oliver out in complete silence.
Absolute silence. And then we'll have that lady on the top.
Yeah.
Perfect. A human trifle. I'm going to read your order back to you now. See how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Stillwater. Mm-hmm. No questions asked there. Mm. Absolutely. Poppadoms or bread? Poppadoms with chutney and the green one.
Mm. And the others.
And you want and the other two so you can look at them.
Yeah.
Starter. The Dutch croquettes from Febo. Main course, alligator and shrimp cheesecake from Giacomo, New Orleans. Side dish, hand-cut chips from the Bethnal Green place.
Mm-hmm.
Drink, homemade berry lemonade. And dessert, trifle. How are you feeling?
I think it sounds delicious. A bit mad. It's a bit eclectic, but I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
I want to eat that.
Yeah, I definitely want to eat that for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I really want to try
the cheesecake. So
the cheesecake. I want to try the starter a lot, the croquette.
Mm.
I actually want to try the chips quite a lot. Because it's a place that isn't there anymore that had really good chips, and the guy would say everything comes with chips. I would like to try that. So
it's a shame.
And I do like trifle. And the berry lemonade.
You'd love that.
That one's not open, another good place is El Pecci? Is it El? You know the one in Bethnal Green, the famous
one? Oh, yeah. Pellicci.
They do good chips.
Yeah.
That's good. They do with egg beans and chips on there.
You know what to top that meal off? Lovely bottle of wine.
Ooh.
Bottle of red wine.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think the red wine would be too rich with the cheesecake.
Yeah, no, I actually think you're right. I think a white wine would be really nice.
I know you're trying to make a joke, Ed, but
let's be serious about this. You're correct, it wouldn't work. Jamali, thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you, Jamali.
Welcome to the Off Menu. Got you.
That's funny.
There we go. That was Jamali Maddox. Thank you so much to Jamali for coming
on. Jamali.
Loved that.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Didn't say portobello mushroom, so you got to stay in the restaurant as well.
Did not say the portobello mushroom secret ingredient. Do go and check out Jamali. Check out his social media and his website to see where he's playing near you. And if you are in London, go and see him on the 28th of May at the Hackney Empire.
Wonderful venue, wonderful comic. In for a lovely night.
It's such a good venue. You'll have such a lovely night.
You will have a lovely night. It's a great venue.
And a great comedian.
A great comedian.
Yes. Thank you to Jamali for coming on. I'm also on tour. Go and see me in the autumn doing an extension of my tour, Electric, edgamble.co.uk for tickets. And I will be doing the Hammersmith Apollo on October 22nd. My biggest tour show ever.
Whew.
Very excited. It would be lovely. It'd be blooming lovely if there were some people there.
It's going to be a big night, and we're all very proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be touring Scandinavia, much smaller venues, in September.
Thank you very much, Jamali. Thank you, James, actually.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Benito.
Thank you, Benito, for picking the secret ingredient this week.
Yeah, which didn't get a mention, but I really want a portobello mushroom now.
Yeah.
With a bit of goat's cheese on the top. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.